Like to call to order the Utilities and Environmental Committee meeting.
Are we recording, by the way?
Yeah.
5/17/21. Present are myself, Brian McCann, Chair, Katie Capellini, Mark Fry, Patrick Richardson, and no others from council. I have Ms. Bryan, Kevin Aller, Bill Sanford.
Captain Miller.
Captain Miller. And our IT. We have other members of council joining, Mary Westfall and Doug Hanem.
Hey, Doug. I'm gonna take back your chair.
All right, this meeting is regarding the extending the contract of Republic and looking over the details of it, and also the new modified definitions of the solid waste ordinance. Mr. Aller, do you have a report for us?
I'll go to the mic so I don't have to yell at everybody. The changes that were made to the code listed in the memo, and then I wanted to call in, and it's always scary to say that most of the edits were just kept, you know, advanced edits or catching up with the times, and not very substantive. But sometimes not everybody agrees with what's substantial or what isn't substantial. So I tried to highlight what I deem be the more substantial edits that were made. And the first one is in that definitions. We modified the, we kind of tried to explain the difference between commercial establishments and residents. And residents we made, our existing language says four or more, or unless they comply with the Ohio condominium law and certain sections of the code. And that becomes problematic because some condo buildings that have four units, and then obviously it should get larger. Those buildings aren't able to utilize the cart system that we have. And so they end up having to get a wet container or a dumpster put into the back of the property and have that serviced. That, if somebody gets into that type of service, then they should be, in my opinion, they should be deemed a commercial establishment, a commercial service, and handle that outside of the city program. The city program, what we're proposing, the city program would be a toter for your garbage and a toter for your recycling program. If you need anything outside of the city service, then you arrange for that service yourself. So pretty much anything with six units and above have the wet dumpsters. We do have one building that has eight units actually, and all of those customers utilize the cart system. Bring eight carts out to the front, actually 16 carts out to the front, per now eight carts, it would be proposed 16, and utilize the service. They would continue to get the service because they're utilizing the cart system. We do have another unit that we've actually already switched over. They only had four units. And they said, look, the cart system just doesn't work for us. We want to arrange for our own dumpster service. And so we allow them to do that. So we've done that for a couple already. As near as we can tell, these changes that we're proposing in the language will affect about 13 properties in the city. So it's not a huge impact across the city, but it does remove some headaches, both for customer and for us. We've had some customers that haven't been pleased with how Republic handles their dumpsters. This will free them up if they want to last another contract. Although I will say, the four unit went away from Republic for 1 year to fill their contract, following that they were back with Republic. So, it's not always green on the other side, so to speak, so. The other items, not really too much change. 9.0021, there when it talks about fees, there was a lot of language in there about application forms. Really, we don't really have any application or form, it's just the tax office deal with the customer and get it worked out. So, we created that language. We kept the language, we tried to keep the code to where council is requiring the refuse and recycling programs and how often those are going to be serviced. And then we took the rules and regulations to address how that's going to be done. Today, we have the automated collection that is the big way to go. In 10, 20 years, maybe it'll be driverless vehicles. I mean, who knows what it's going to be, but it could be something different. Council's always going to have the opportunity to approve or not approve the contract that we decided to move forward. So having that sort of language in the code just seems to make sense. To have, always have to change the code as times went on. So that's what we tried to do here. In 9.41.05 container requirements, the initial draft that was handed out had, if anybody was going to need the additional bags for material above and beyond, the one coder, that they would have to make arrangements with the contractor to get those bags, and any cost would be between the contractor and them. We changed that back to keep that service with the city. I think it makes it a little easier for both the customer and the public to do that. It's a big source of walk-in traffic, and so that subject came up during COVID this past year. And it would be nice to remove that, but I think that's where it belongs. I don't think people should have to chase down the customer service of someone that they don't even have a contract with get some additional bags. So we've kept that inside the city.
Kevin, what do you anticipate that being?
With the toters, I think that the use of that service is going to be extremely less than what it currently is.
Well, I talked to a family of five today, and apparently they have a toter now that they got from Republic. I'm not sure how. Ben's pretty persuasive. Anyway, so, and he's found that maybe once a month he has more stuff than he can get in there that he doesn't want to hang around for another week.
Yeah.
So what do you, and he likes the tote. He thinks the tote's a good idea, a good way to go. I did extensive research with my own family on this. because I didn't want them yelling at me about it. But what do you anticipate? Are you anticipating oversized garbage bags, or heavy garbage bag kind of thing?
We actually have this service now.
Oh, we do?
Okay. The Green Yard Waste started Green, I believe, or garbage.
I think so.
I think it's $2 a bag.
$2?
Yeah.
That's what our Green Yard Waste is too, right? Isn't that $2?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
are we gonna? Would we make those available like we make Green Yard Waste bags and like Kroger's?
We're gonna see if we can arrange the same thing with Kroger and Sauter's, and hardware store.
Okay.
That's what we have right now. So
that'd be great. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
94107, collection contract provisions, you just deleted that section because the items that were in there were all contract-related items, service items. So remove that, that language is in our contracts. Section 94109, section D, it had in there where every truck had to be registered with the city, and there was a $25 permit fee or something like that. That didn't get done before I was here, it hasn't been done since I've been here. I checked with some other cities and nobody's ever done it, so. That would, as you can imagine, that would be a nightmare. There's normal truck breaks down and all that kind of stuff, so. We don't do that, so remove the language. 94112, again, that brings up the four to six unit buildings for condos. Gets that straightened out. And then in the one section of 12, there was a lot of language in there about certain containers that had to be a certain gauge steel. And the casters had to be a certain type and all of this. That's the business owner's issue. If for some reason their container is not containing the garbage or something of that nature, then we give them that. And we handle it that way, so. I removed a lot of that language that was, you know, we weren't gonna burn, gonna check that type of stuff, so. We go down to 94114, that's similar to the extra bags, the bulk items. Those stickers will continue to be purchased from the city. And I believe those are $15 at the current time. So those will continue to be, other things, couches, appliances, things of that nature. They just arrange that for us. We contact the public to let them know that we got them all kind of. So that'll continue to be the same way it is, rather than change that for the citizens, so. Those are the items that I believe were the changes that I wanted to make sure were noted. The other items, again, I hesitate to say that they were minor, but they weren't, they were just really updating and things of that nature, so. I don't see them as a big impact to the type of service that we provide.
Kevin, I have a dumb question. How much is the green yard sticker?
Green yard sticker is, if you get it right at the beginning of the year, it's $30.
30?
Yep. And it decreases as you go on through the summer.
Well, I'm thinking if we're gonna be buying people, if we're gonna be giving people totes, that might be an opportunity to sell stickers if you want to.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
We actually did, in one of our, one of the utility bills, we promoted the concept of the sticker. Because what we typically have is we don't have a big purchase at the beginning of the year. And then towards the end of the year, when the bees start to fall, then we have gobs of them. And we actually, our advanced purchase of the stickers went way up this year. We more than.
Did you? Yeah. Do you then mail them?
Yeah. So that went really well. It was something that first time that we've done it, so.
Okay.
Mr. Aller, a couple of questions. Just a clarification, if somebody is considered a commercial customer, they don't pay the fees, correct?
That's correct.
The only other question I had until we get to the economic part of it. Solid waste preparation, 94104. Requires the separation of recyclable and refuse materials.
Yeah, I saw that.
It makes me a little uncomfortable because at some level, virtually everything is recyclable. I'm assuming that that's not gonna be enforced draconianly. So if I put a pizza box in inappropriately into the recycling bin that's got grease on it, which I'm not supposed to, the refuse Nazis aren't coming after me, right?
No, we're not, we're just, you know, obviously trying to make sure we get the material separated. In talking with Republic, we have one of the lowest contamination rates of our recycling material, so.
So there's nothing in our contract that will ding us if people don't, if people don't do that exactly appropriately? Okay.
If for some reason it would start to climb out of, you know, out of reasonableness, then, you know, we would do an education effort.
Sure.
I would think we have bagged recyclables more than anything.
Yes, yes, that's one of the things, and that's, you know, the processors don't like bags.
Right.
So that'll be part of our education piece is garbage, bag it, recycling, is a loose.
Yeah.
And sometimes where we get into problems with that though is people shred paper and then they dump it into the recycling.
Oh.
It ends up all over the street.
Yeah.
Sometimes that can be a problem.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so I misunderstood something, I'm sure. You said that only 13 homes are affected by something. Was maybe you were trying to be apartments or something?
Yes.
Okay, that makes so much more sense. So everybody's affected by this in one way or the other, but some families already have soup bins, is that correct? No cart, but some have soup bins?
Well, they may have bins, but they would not have, they would only have one toter for the recycling that is handled by the city.
Okay.
If they have anything beyond that, and they've made arrangements with Republic, either for their garbage or for another toter for their, for additional recycling.
And these are all gonna be the big cans?
That's correct.
Have you had any feedback on that? I mean, I feel like it's not been super public, but public enough that there's been some questions.
No, not really. We had some, you know, when we went to recycling, we had some people that were concerned that they wouldn't, where am I gonna put them? I can't get them to the curb and things of that nature. Those really subsided once we actually implemented it. We've actually had several people coming into the utilities office and saying, when are you gonna go to these toters? That, you know, they just wanna be done with the bags and the dinky trash cans and that kind of stuff, so. I think all in all, I think it'll be well received. Do I think some people aren't gonna like it out there?
Well, when I did the survey of my family, which would be Rob. He said, you gotta be kidding me, I don't want just the garbage cans. I said, they're coming in.
So, I already have and I'm sure other people do too, I already have a garbage toter and a recycling toter.
Yeah.
So will I no longer get billed? Is that gonna be replaced?
Yeah.
What's the deal with that?
Yeah, you'll no longer get billed, but some of those are, there's something that we have to work out with Republic, because we know that several of our citizens have that set up already, and that will probably just stay with you, but then you'll no longer be billed for it. So those are the kind of things that we still gotta work out with Republic.
And if, for years I had the, you know, the trash cans you buy at Lowe's or the hardware store or whatever, are we going to work with Republic for some sort of a recycling effort for those if they don't wanna, if the citizens don't want those anymore?
We should be able to do that, yeah. That was something that when I was looking at the cart purchase, that was something that one of the cart suppliers suggested that we do. And that's something that we'll be talking to Republic as we get closer to that September 1 day.
Because I'm already thinking I'm gonna take the one can and put a sticker on it, but I got an old can for overflow that I hardly ever use. I'd love to get rid of, you know?
Yeah.
If you have an extra bag, give it to the neighbor.
Yeah.
They probably have room.
Right.
Yeah. And the containers are good. I mean, the companies that make them themselves, I'm glad they take those because they handle the shredding and then put it right back into their product.
Right. And just educationally, have you given thought as to how, if this, presuming this moves forward, how is this gonna get, not the code part, but the toters and all of that, how are we planning on rolling that out to the extent it's approved?
We're working, if council agrees with the next part, the economic part of this discussion, we're working with Republic on first of some of the scheduling things that we have to work out, and then the education pieces on letting everybody know that, okay, September 1, this is what service is going to be. We'll roll those carts out. When we did the recycling, what we did is they bring in extra people, and those trucks just follow right behind the garbage collection and recycling trucks. And as they collect, the truck that's behind them drops a can off at that location. And then they just track everything from there. Everything will be coded with barcodes on cans, and everything will be signed to that address.
So just an FYI, everybody on my alley already has both.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. Is there any consideration for that? Will the people already having?
Well, if they already have both, then they would have, they have made arrangements with the public for.
Well,
that's because of the tight alley. Yeah, yeah. That will, that'll be something on the public now. Yeah, that's because of the tight alley access issues back in there.
And some people actually share them, because the garages are small and nobody wanted that huge trash can. So some of those trash cans stay out in the alley and people share. Whatever.
Yes, and it's in the code, two homeowners can share facilities or something like that. I don't know how it's working, but it's in there.
Right, because the garage is
small. Sometimes, you know, you just don't. My wife and I, it's just us two, we won't generate that much. But I want to add up the two more kids at home, yeah. Okay. Now, the economics part of it. If you remember, I was here a while ago talking about the looking at purchasing carts and taking a look at what the payback would be and everything of that nature. When Republic provided us their proposal to extend the contract, they offered the ability to, they would provide the carts, they would collect their garbage once a week in those carts, and they would collect the recycling every other week as they currently do in the existing carts that they provided. And for that, it would be an increase of only 3 cents per unit per month to provide that service. I was anticipating more. I thought the recycling market was going to catch up with us. But their explanation for the increase was the benefits that they received from the automated collection basically offset the downside that they've seen in the recycling market. He said, He said, when I look at the shoulder, he says, I think $38,000. He said, every time I got to replace the shoulder in one of our employees, it costs me $38,000. But the cans being loaded, you can imagine a thousand homes a day lifting, if they have three cans, that's 3,000 cans that drivers lifting every day. And he said, it's just, our service, frankly, we had more phone calls and more issues with our service in the last year than we have the 10 before that I was here. And it's just simply because the bidders, the drivers get to bid on their routes. Well, guess which routes are the last one chosen? Salinas, because we're the only one that has annual service anymore in the area. And so we just, we don't get service drivers. We get the newest driver there is, and he's having to haul again 3,000 kids a day, up to 3,000 kids a day. every day. So they, that is the reason for the minimal increase. For that 3 cents, you know, that makes the payback for the difference. They, their option four did provide an alternative to where the city purchased the carts, and they still continue to do the automated collection. But with the cost numbers that they put together for that, it makes it about a 15 to 20 year payback on a 10 year, on a cart that has a 10 year life. So that just didn't, that just didn't make sense for that difference. It does require us to adjust our schedule a little bit. Right now, all recycling in the whole city is picked up the same week. What they proposed in order for them to basically commit one truck here and not have to worry about equipment moving around into that engine is that they would collect every week in the city. And so half of the city would go 1 week, half of the city would be collected the other week for recycling. We have already sent them just exactly like our green yard waste program. And so we have already sent them our green yard waste schedule and said, will this work for you? Because they obviously want to have, there's roughly about 6,000 homes in the city. They obviously want to have about 3,000 each week. So we're just seeing if that works out. It should be pretty darn close. We're hoping that that would work and that we don't have to make too many adjustments. If that schedule will work, all we have to do is educate one of the schedules. I don't want to use, but one of the schedules, just educate them that, hey, you're going to be collected, you know, you're going to be offset from what you have done. It's just going to change by 1 week. So everything, green yard waste, if I live at 123 Main Street, my garbage will be collected every week. My green yard waste and recycling will be collected every other week on the same week. So those two will be coordinated. So they have it on the same week. So, and that comes, like I said, that comes from 3 cents. We are currently $11.65 per home. It takes us to $11.68 per home. And that, in essence, also weighs. We would typically see about a 3% increase in September each annual year. We see a cost of a COLA increase. That weighs at 3%. So
for year one.
Right. So I thought that I was very pleased with their proposal. I was very surprised by the proposal. You know, I think that that would be my recommendation, that we move forward with a contract extension.
Kevin, do you think that the RFP structure with potentially buying the toters and opening it up potentially to other vendors in a much broader sense provided a competitive opportunity for us in this regard?
I think them knowing that we were willing to move down that path, I think will. I think in 5 years, I think it still will, because even if we did that now, let's say we did that today, we didn't extend it to the public. If a contractor, it would still be my recommendation that we go with the single toter for garbage and the single toter for recycling. So even if we did that, a company coming in to provide the service is still going to have to make the investment to purchase the carts itself or get the pricing down where it makes sense for us to make that investment and move on.
Okay.
I think with the pricing that Republic has made, I think we're in good shape. I've had a conversation with another hauler, and he says they don't want to lose you. So I think that we got good pricing. And in 5 years, we have to go out to bid anyways. So I think we, you know, I think we cruise, if you will, or we make it simple for the next 5 years. We get into the toter market, we can see how that goes, work out the bugs for that. And then in 5 years, then we make the decision, okay, is there a benefit to us to have them ourselves, or do we keep sticking with the contract?
So in your mind, Kevin, we should bill through basically at cost, or should we put a little more in there anticipating the future investment on the 600 grand?
I think we bill through at cost at this point. I think, you know, I would hope in 5 years that our capital fund is still healthy enough that if we can come and say, I've got a 6-year payback or a 7-year payback on those containers, that, you know, our fund's still healthy enough that we'd be able to do that. So I think I would just
go through the cost. I got to admit, I'm much more concerned about maintaining those totes than buying them. I mean, I know how people are with stuff.
And it does come with some wheels and lids and all that kind of stuff. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to spend, I don't remember talking about maintenance, but those, if we own them, we got to maintain them. Mm-hmm. And we probably ultimately need a separate contractor for that job. I don't think you're going to have staff people to do that.
No, it's like a DVD player. You go to Walmart, you buy another one for $99.
Maybe, yeah.
That's not the answer anybody wants to hear.
Yeah.
But realistically speaking, if you pay $100 for one, you can't repair it for $100.
Right.
Lid replacements are easy. You bring a couple extra, you bring your staff, you store some lids, and if you got to replace the lid, you go with that.
Hire some kid in the summer.
Like you said, the wheels pop or the axle snaps or something like that.
You hire a kid in the summer to replace those for $15 an hour, whatever.
I want a summer job.
Yeah, you find
tried to hire anybody recently?
Yeah, try and find that.
$15 an hour may not do it, man.
Well, I know our city rate is 12, and our seasonal is better than the winter seasonal.
I imagine that.
Yeah. Any questions or anything?
I guess the only question I have for council is, we already told them, I remember the mayor sat here and asked us, you know, are you comfortable going to these totes from the three cans? I really wonder whether we ought to solicit some more input on that from our constituents. I mean,
giving them a choice, okay, you can take your own can.
No, we can't give them a choice. That's not it. I want to know how much opposition there is to going to these totes. I mean, it's going to be one or the other. I mean, I wonder if we jump the gun on this a little bit. And if I'm wrong, if you guys have all talked to a lot of people, but I was surprised I got some pushback from my son. I mean,
I think if we put it on our website and tell people why.
Yeah.
And tell it, I mean, $38,000 for a shoulder when you're talking about these guys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and you paint the story kind of like that bridge. Hardly anyone's complaining because everybody knew about it. And they,
okay.
And they explained it. And you have to explain it, put it on our website. It'll be fine.
Okay. I can go with that. I mean, if I'm the only one.
Yeah, it has been when people come into the utilities office, they sign up for the permits.
Yeah.
People moving in.
Yeah.
We say, well, we'll get your recycling card to you. You know, if when you get there, you don't have one, let us know and we'll get one for living. And they're like, okay, what about garbage?
They want the totes.
And they're like, I gotta go get cans for it. Yeah. And so it's, you know, garbage isn't something that people talk about it, they walk down the street. But I do.
Does Republic have any experience on flipping these?
Yeah, it's really, really seamless. Right.
Okay.
I will say I feel pretty comfortable with it, even though my husband will be mad at me. I think it will be just the consistency will be nice, it'll look nicer, I think it will be,
Yeah.
Three cans, the shoulder issue, it seems like the right move, and I think you said that we're the only city not doing this, which says now we feel like we're antiquated, we're behind the eight ball on something.
Okay, I withdraw.
Any other questions from council, who's present? And can we get a?
So I move that we advance legislation in this evening city council meeting in support of these changes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed, and,
I would like to note that, let's believe you have in the language that the changes will be effective September 1st.
Yes.
Thanks for your effort on this, Kevin. A lot of work.
Could I get a motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
So moved.